Bloomington State Representative Matt Pierce toured logging areas of Yellowwood State Forest last week. Pierce says he hiked through the backcountry area where a Department of Natural Resources contractor is removing 1,700 logs with Indiana Forest Alliance member Dave Seastrom.
So I thought it was important for me to go out and see the area most immediately after the logging had occurred. And so last week, Dave Seastrom took me out there to show me around, and I was able to see that even though the DNR was clearly making an effort to have the loggers limit their impact in the backcountry area, the fact of the matter was you had widened roads and you had a lot of kind of bulldozer cuts back into the forest in order to get back to where the trees were going to be cut. And so that's one of the difficulties with the situation. First of all, I don't think the DNR should have been selling timber back in the backcountry area. They ought to leave that alone so it can become an old-growth forest over the coming generations. And even though they were doing selective cuts and taking a few trees out here or there, in order to get the equipment in and the logs out, you just have a tremendous impact in that area.
Pierce says the Indiana DNR designated Yellowwood's backcountry area back in the 80s in an effort to preserve it. Area residents, including Seastrom, protested against the DNR's proposed logging of the backcountry area late last year. The DNR proceeded to contract out the logging anyway. Pierce says the logging has caused environmental damage throughout the area.
Possum Trot Road that heads up into that area has had new loads of gravel put on it, I suppose, to better withstand the weight of the logging truck going in and out. And then it had been explained to me by Dave Seastrom that what was kind of more of a hiking path had been widened out to a pretty wide road, again, probably to get the logging trucks in and out. And then once you got into the areas that were actually being logged, then you had an area where you could clearly see bulldozer tracks, and you could see that they had just completely cleared out down to the soil a pathway to be able to get back into the individual trees that had been sold by the DNR.
Pierce says he invited several newspapers to join him and Seastrom on their tour. The DNR has listed the area as off limits to the general public.
Well, I informed the DNR I was going, but I did not ask for permission. Now, no one tried to arrest me or the people I took back there, so maybe that's the advantage of being a state representative. So I suppose perhaps I did trespass, but I think that as a state representative, I have an obligation to see what's happening with things that I'm expected as a member of state government to be supervising. And so I just simply told DNR I was going back there and taking some people with me, and it was up to them to decide what to do about it.
Pierce has filed legislation previously in the legislature, aiming to increase the percentage of protected forest in the state. He says he doesn't believe next month's special session is likely to see any legislative push to protect the state's forest, as Republican legislators have their own agenda for the special session. Pierce says new legislation likely won't be brought up until January of next session.